From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Pope celebrates Mass in Cuba. Speaking to tens of thousands in Havana's Revolutionary Square, Pope Francis warned Cubans on the danger of ideology. Francis will travel to the cities of Joaquin and Santiago during his visit, with plans to hold Mass and meet with Catholic clergy in both cities before departing for the United States. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Obama administration will increase the number of refugees allowed to enter the United States to 100,000 annually in 2017. Kerry spoke in Berlin. Under the new plan, the U.S. limit on refugee visas, currently capped at 70,000 annually, would jump to 85,000 in fiscal 2016 and 100,000 the following year. Greece's New Democracy Party, a leader, has conceded defeat in Sunday's elections, congratulating former Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras on his win and urging quick action to form a new government. The concession by challenger Vangelis Mimarakis came about an hour after polls closed and two key exit opinion surveys showed Tsipras's leftist Syriza party with a narrow lead. Violence has erupted at the hotel in the capital of Burkina Faso, where negotiations were being held to bring an end to a four-day-old military coup. Supporters of the military government stormed the hotel in Ouagadougou Sunday morning and briefly fought with opponents of the coup. At one point, coup supporters defended several coup opponents when they were attacked as they tried to enter the hotel. This is VOA News. Houthi rebels in Yemen have freed at least five foreign hostages kidnapped earlier this year, including two Americans. All were freed Sunday following negotiations between the rebels and the government of Oman. Details on the talks or why the hostages were kidnapped in the first place are unclear. Tanzania's main opposition party says it will file a lawsuit Monday against the country's ruling party and its presidential candidate, John Magufuli, accusing them of stealing their party symbols, logo, and manifesto in violation of copyright laws. Political parties in Tanzania are required to register those items and get them approved by the National Electoral Commission ahead of elections. An opposition leader tells VOA it appears the ruling party is trying to confuse voters. Military sources in Cameroon say two suicide bombers have killed at least five people in what appeared to be the latest cross-border attack by Nigeria's Boko Haram Islamist militant group. Those killed in the northern town of Mora include a police officer, two civilians, and two young female suicide bombers who detonated their explosives about 8 a.m. near the entrance to the town. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says scores of Syrian rebels trained by the United States and its coalition partners have entered northern Syria. The group says the 75 fighters were trained in Turkey and had crossed into Syria by early Saturday. Officials with the U.S.-led coalition have yet to comment on the developments. Meanwhile, the French news agency reports rebels and pro-government forces have agreed to a ceasefire that is to begin immediately. There is no word on the planned duration of the ceasefire, but the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights tells AFP the rival sides would continue negotiations for a broader truce. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson said Sunday Muslims were unfit to serve as president of the United States. He told NBC's Meet the Press program that the principles of Islam are inconsistent with American values. Carson's comments came amid lingering fallout over Republican Donald Trump's failure last week to take issue with a man who, during a campaign event, wrongly called President Barack Obama a Muslim and said Muslims are, quoting now, a problem in this country. In multiple interviews Sunday, Trump defended his decision not to challenge the man. Nepal has a new constitution, its first since the abolition of its long-ruling Hindu monarchy in 2008. Political squabbling in the Himalayan country had prevented the adoption of a new constitution until now. From the VOA News Center, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.